now call the board back in session.
Case number 11125, Chester Townsend, north of Route 26, Vines Creek Road, 0.2 miles northeast of Road 342, Sandy Landing Road. Tax map ID number 134, 11.00, parcel 3.00. A special use exception for a manufactured home type structure as a concession strip, as a concession trailer, and a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Shirley Townsend, 32523 Falling Point Road, Dexford, Delaware, 19939.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you see what you got here? You requested the variance for your for a shed?
Yes. Go ahead,
ma'am.
Just to say, my family and I have been operating a small carryout restaurant in Dagsboro. We had our fourth season this past year. We were on a rented piece of property the first 3 years, and the past season we purchased a piece of property. So as far as the variance, there's a shed that's on the side yard setback, and the shed's been there for, I think, over 30 years. I mean, it was there when we purchased the property. It's a concrete shed, so it would be a hardship slash impossibility to move it. So we're requesting a variance for that. And then as far as the trailer itself, it has to be a special use granted for that.
You said you're removing the shed?
We're not. It would be impossible. I mean, we could not move the shed. No, it's a concrete building. And it's been there. It was there when we purchased the property. We didn't put it there.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
How old was the concession trailer?
Pardon me?
How old was the concession trailer?
How old is the concession
yes.
trailer? We bought it brand new. So as I said, this was our fourth season that we concluded last summer.
Okay.
So when we purchased it in, you know, our first year was 2009, so we bought it in 08. It was brand new. It's beautiful.
Okay, brand new. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking for the variance and also the special use exception?
For the trailer, yes.
I have a letter here from the zoning inspector that advising you that you can only have one sign on your property, right? One ground sign.
That's correct. We
and you don't plan on having anything other than that?
That's correct.
Okay. Remember, we got you taped.
Okay, Mr. Rubin?
No questions.
Questions? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would move that we approve case number 11,125. The variance is minimum to afford relief. I believe it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It wasn't created by the applicant because it was there when the applicant purchased the property. Therefore, I don't believe it could otherwise be developed, and the property is unique in the size and shape of the lot. As well as I would also move that we approve the special use exception, but I don't believe there has been any testimony here that would indicate that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,125. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,125 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Ma'am.